that.
Yeah.
Come under that. And it makes an awful thing. It'll stay sore for months and months.
Yeah. And the stuff that would come out of it, what would you call that? Did you have it?
You always call it water, what my mother called it. Let the water out of that blister. And a lot of them would tell us not to let the water out, let it stay there as long as it would.
Okay.
It wouldn't make it bad or sore, but we call them blister bugs, I told you about, and they are hell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, if you got shot, say in the arm, you'd call that a
wound.
When you got shot, you'd call it
a wound. Call it a wound.
And, what was the kind of skinless growth that would grow in a wound and it had to be burned out, maybe? Do you have a name for that?
No.
Proud flesh? Or?
Yes, but we never did have it that done, burned out or anything. That's something late. That's not back in my day and time.
Yeah, about four?
Where the proud flesh was out all the time, but you never had it burned out. You just doctored it until it finally healed up itself.
Okay.
But that come along not over 25 years ago that you've done that burning out, I think.
But what sort of stuff would you put on it? Maybe you'd put...
Well, we had all kind of salves and stuff that we used on it and kept it a cloth over it.
Yeah, but the brown liquid maybe that would sting when you put it on there, what would you call that?
Well, that was a salve that we had, all we ever used was cold. Kind of a salve. It was wonderful, good too. Yeah.
What, did you ever have a small bottle of brown stuff and you'd have a dropper in it and you'd put that on there?
You mean iodine?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have used that, but I don't know whether you know it or not. You studied to be a doctor, but don't never put it on anybody's finger or hand where it's cut to the bone.
Why's that?
Hell, it'll run you crazy. They'll kill you just about it. If it ever hits a bone, that iodine hits a bone, you ain't never fixed.
I didn't
take
know
a year
that
to heat it up.
Huh.
Yes, sir.
Now, did you ever have malaria in this area?
Well, yes, we've had some cases of it. Not too many.
Mm-hmm.
And but that was way back there. We've not had any cases lately. And that yellow fever hit here one time.
Yeah.
And caused quite a bit of trouble. In fact, we was quarantined from going anywhere. When I was a kid, my daddy went and they had a quarantine station here at Fountain Blue, and they'd go there and give you the rice and whatever you had to have to live on. And somebody brought it from the commissary down a certain place to the road and unloaded on your wagon. They went back their way, and you come back this way.
What would you call the stuff you'd use, the medicine for malaria?
Back in them days, you didn't use nothing but... quinine.
Okay.
Do they still use that for medicine now?
Mm-hmm.
Long time since I tasted it. Oh, I get some pills. It's bitter. It's got it in them, but I don't know it.
Yeah. What you call the place where people are buried?
Well, when as kids, we spoke of it as a graveyard, but now it's called a cemetery.
Okay. Hmm. And the box that people are buried in.
Coffins.
Now, you might say he was an important man, so everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And the people that are dressed in black at the funeral, you said they were the
mourners.
Okay.
No.
And they were in mourning.
Yeah.
What do you call that disease of the joints?
Well, when I was a kid, we called it rheumatism. Now they got to where they call it arthritis. And now they got a new name for it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I can't say it. It's a new name.
Does that ever worry you?